Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, February 24. In Squiz Kids today, Royal No More, Prince Harry walks away. A bear roams Los Angeles suburbs. Bullies given the punt at footy. Baby Yoda, the talking doll. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Royal No More. That's what's in store for Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle after it was decided over the weekend that they could no longer use the word royal as they embark upon their new life together. Back in January, the couple made the bombshell decision to step back from royal duties, turning their back on England and a life of palaces and servants and royal tours to all corners of the globe, to instead try to lead a quiet family life in Canada. The couple have a 9-month-old son, Archie. Not long after he was born, Meghan said she was finding it really hard adjusting to the constant glare of the world's media that comes with being royal. For his part, Harry has never much liked the media either. When he was only 12 years old, his mother, Princess Diana, died in a car accident whilst being pursued by photographers. Why is any of this a thing? Because Harry, as grandson of the Queen, is sixth in line to the throne, and royals almost never walk away from the life of duty they're born into. But, as the old saying goes, you can't choose your family. Sit up straight, walk with your shoulders back, use table manners at all times, and cross your legs in a ladylike manner when you sit. It's called deportment, and it refers to the way you carry yourself and the manners or etiquette you use as you glide through everyday life. And yesterday, the Australian champion of deportment, June Dally Watkins, passed away at the age of 92. She was no fan of mobile phones, it has to be said, recently telling a magazine that she was appalled at how the rise of mobile phones and texting was slowly ruining our ability to communicate with one another. Because, believe it or not, there was life before Instagram.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in California in the United States, where residents of suburban Los Angeles were yesterday surprised to find a 180-kilogram bear roaming their streets. The huge brown bear didn't seem to faze some of the local dogs, who, despite being many, many times smaller, did their best to scare off the massive intruder. The appearance of the female bear on the outskirts of one of the world's largest and busiest cities has wildlife experts scratching their heads. It's winter over there, and bears usually hibernate for winter, which means they find a cave and pretty much just sleep for 3 months, only emerging in spring. Park rangers have suggested the warmer than usual winter in California may have confused the bear's body clock, making her think spring had come and it was eating time. Luckily for those plucky little dogs, the bear was hit with a tranquilizer dart, which made her fall down asleep, and she was removed back to the forest before she could make a meal of any pups. There's a link in today's episode notes to the doggy bear face-off.
Sport time!
At the end of the rugby league clash on the Gold Coast on Saturday night, the Maori Kiwis emerged victorious over the Indigenous All-Stars, winning by 30 points to 16. But it was 9-year-old Caden Bales who stole the show, leading his footy-playing heroes onto the field and striking a blow for bullied kids everywhere. The Brisbane primary school student came to the world's attention last week when his mum posted a video to social media showing how upset Caden was at being constantly bullied by some of his peers. Born with a form of dwarfism, Caden hasn't grown at the same rate as other boys his age, sadly making him a target for bullies. But the world has rallied. And since he came to the country's attention last week and his mum's video went around the world, a fundraiser to get him to Disneyland has raised more than $460,000. Because for every bully in the world, there are at least 1,000 people who just want to make the world better.
Pop Culture Corner.
If there is a cuter space creature in the universe than Baby Yoda, I would pay good money to see it. And to cash in on the mega cuteness and make the most of the popularity of the new Star Wars character, makers of the incredibly popular Space Age film series have released a Baby Yoda animatronic toy. And it's flying off the shelves. It's a doll, but thanks to some pretty nifty robotics, it smiles and smirks and makes cooing noises and wiggles its ears. I know, right? What could be cuter? The only problem? It's still 9 months until Christmas. There's a link to the Baby Yoda toy in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the prince from the British royal family who has decided to turn his back on royal life? That's right, it's Harry. Question number two. Which city in America did a massive brown bear take a wander about in on the weekend? You got it, Los Angeles. Question number three. Which Star Wars character has been turned into an animatronic doll that everyone is trying to get their hands on? Yep, it's Baby Yoda. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Ollie on the Gold Coast, Nathan in Cherrybrook, Vin from Croydon Park, Gabby from North Sydney, and Tracy and Maggie in Wagga Wagga. Happy birthday to each one of you. And today's classroom shoutouts go to Class 5-6 at St Mary's in Hay, Class 5-6-0 at Drummoyne Public School, the Rosellas at Western Public School, and to Charlie and his teacher Annie at the Northern Beaches Speech, Language and Learning. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.